We Love Hip Hop podcast is proudly sponsored by the Youngsterdam Lounge, located at 529 Yonge Street. Open Monday to Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. for great food, drinks, music, and sporting events. Check out the Youngsterdam Lounge. Yonge Street just got more chill.
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster shit, you know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke a fat ass joint, too.
Put your hand over your heart and in a loud, clear voice, play along with us.
We love hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, I got my people on live that are joining me, and I see them. We are back. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm smoking a cigarette. I shouldn't be smoking a cigarette on camera. But, soft thing. We are back, and we got a special episode. I'm here in Montreal, like I like to do every few months. And every time I come out here, instead of just coming out here and just chilling and doing the things that I do, I like to always spotlight something that's happening in the city, whether it's like speaking to Montreal rappers. I had an interview a few months back. The first interview that I did in Montreal is with the DJs. The first DJ, respected DJ. Yeah. Okay? We had DJ Majess, Quite Sane, and Blaster in a round table, and we had a sick conversation. Right? Yeah, yeah. And we were talking about DJing from back in the days to the shit that DJs do now, like coming in with USB plugs and just fucking putting in the whole set. You know what I'm saying? So that was a dope conversation. And then when I came back, there's an episode that I actually have not dropped yet that I did with Ricky D. Mm. Right? The promoter. So I'm like, so I'm back again. And I'm like, you know what? I can go and maybe speak to some rappers. But I'd rather speak to tastemakers, as we like to call them.
Okay.
So we're here. And let me just introduce myself first. I'm your host for the most toast Friday, Ricky Dread, a.k.a. Mr. MTL, a.k.a. Bonjour et bonsoir, and you know what I mean? I got to throw a few a.k.a.s in there. And shout out to my co-host, PK Herc, you know what I'm saying? He's over there in Toronto. We're going to be doing a dope episode this week also with a gentleman named Biz Lopes, so look out for that episode. Right? And I don't know exactly when I'm going to be posting this one.
Okay.
But we will definitely be posting this and just letting people know about the Montreal scene. So here,
that's too many. We got to rebuild that bridge that used to connect.
Yes.
Both cities.
Because
yes. It used to be so easy. Now it's a little bit blurry. So I'm trying to, we're supposed to, you know, just rebuild that bridge so we could get to some more businesses.
Yeah. And like, even like to give a little history, and the guest that I have in the house today, I have the Instagram page that I see. It's called 514 Smoke.
Yeah.
Okay. And I have Chris Major from 514 Smoke here.
What's up? What's up? What's going on, Montreal?
You know what I'm saying? So here, spark that up.
I don't smoke.
Oh, you don't smoke?
I'm the drinker. You the smoker. That's how we're gonna do it today, baby.
It's the gin and juice special with the blunt. You know what I'm saying? Trust me. So okay, the thing is, right? I watch a lot of stuff on Instagram, right? And then I seen you pop up. What I first noticed is when we had the group Scrap Gang on.
Yeah.
Okay? And There was a little bit of a friction that happened with OVO.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Right? So I seen that you did it. Did you get into an interview with them?
Yeah, I sent them some questions. They sent me they told the whole rundown. I made an article on the old beef, but in a way that it's not too disrespectful, you know?
Yeah.
Because to them, it was very personal.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to make it look like it was some goofy shit. So.
Yeah. Well, it was something crazy because it was so unexpected. It sparked on the show, you know what I'm saying? The We Love Hip Hop podcast. And it's funny because
It started on your show.
Yeah.
And then I took over the story. But it started on your show.
And that's why I was like,
Holy shit,
these guys are doing some journalistic work out there. Okay.
I have to keep my ears to the street.
Yeah, because like that was like a little buzzing beef. And I remember I received a DM or I got tagged.
Okay.
Right? And when I looked at the tag, I was like, holy shit. Homie's going in. You know what I'm saying? The man KG, he was going in. Yeah. I was like, Jesus. Right? And then my name was in the bars. He's like, did an interview with Friday Ricky Dredd, and I was like, ooh. He floated nice. I was like,
he plugged you in there.
Hey.
The song was good, so
you yeah. know. So, but when I seen you jump on it, and I was like, okay, man's out here doing some interviewing. And I started looking a little bit deeper into the page, and I started seeing that like you post a lot of stuff that's going on in the scene,
yeah.
as well as just things that are going on in just the world. Period.
Yeah.
Right. So, okay, I got a list of questions here. Let me get my questions open here. So
I think that my social media pages are. Half for the scene and half personal stuff.
Mm.
Like, let's not forget about Libya.
Yeah.
But look at this artist. He's hot. Y'all should check this out.
Yeah.
But don't forget this. You know, it's a balance.
It's a balance.
That I'm trying to...
So, okay. And there's a question I even wanted to ask you even based on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just skip forward to that question, actually. Yeah. It's about a... I seen you put a post for a WeFundMe or what is that?
Yeah,
for Curry Shrugs.
So C Shrugs, yeah.
Yeah.
Out of Texas, yeah.
Okay, so do you have a personal connection with the gentleman, or was it just something that you've seen that you're like?
Yeah, we've been going back and forth, because, it's funny the way it started is I saw a post, somebody posted a post, lame this rapper, and I made a joke out of it, and then he DM'd me and he was like, yo, you know, whatever, and then we started talking like that. So he's like, you should check out my music, and then you'll see if I'm whack, just say I'm whack. And
yeah,
then I
started
checking out the music, and I was like, okay, he's good. So I started promoting him in Canada.
Yeah.
Making sure, like, people, because I like to do that. I like to discover people.
Yeah.
So I started doing that, and then we starting just connecting on some real shit, and then making some music for some artists that I knew. So I connected them, and then whatever, link up. But then this happened, the cancer situation.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be just talking to you about music. I'm going to be there when it's bad.
About real shit.
And this is some bad shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, basically right now I'm supporting the guy with his fight.
Well, I commend you for that, man. It's a good thing, you know what I mean? Especially, like, on social media, we see so much negative things all the time and people just trying to pump the fuckery.
Yeah, but the negative shit comes from petty people.
Yeah.
It's people that have time to be petty. They have time to be negative. I don't have time to do all that, you know?
Yeah. So, like before the 514 Smoke page, like, industry-wise, what were you doing?
I was doing everything, man. I had a passion for music. I went to Trebas.
Okay.
I think you know about that school.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I went there, and then because of that, I had a studio, I had art, you know, like a little group of artists, but we were rapping for us, you know, like
personal shit,
you know. Then I met Rest in Peace Bad News Brown
at
Dungeon Studio, and then we used to talk about everything and nothing. So one of the topics we used to talk about was the scene didn't have a real media for a certain type of people, which was us from the street, you know. And all the other hip-hop website that was from Montreal, whenever a guy from the street used to put his a good song or whatever, they used to be like, oh, it's too street, it's too that.
Yeah.
So me and Bad News were going back and forth, and it was like, why won't you do it, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. I don't really know, you know? He's like, yo, if you do it, I'll support you.
Right.
So I just started with one post, his video. It's, I don't remember which one of his old videos, and I just start day by day, and then I learned, and it just, and then I met another guy that was responsible for the whole business, urban scene and everything, rest in peace, Dutch. He taught me a couple of other things, because at first I had a logo with both my fingers up.
Okay.
And he was like, that's not good.
Yeah.
So he's the one who made the new logo that you're seeing right now. He's the one that made that.
Okay.
Because he said, if you want to go in business with people, you gotta present yourself, you know, like, we know your hood, but if you want to go that way, you gotta, you know.
Well, you have to be able
so
to.
So then he texted me like a logo idea, and I was like, yo, that's dope. And then I just ran with it.
Yeah. And plus you have to be able to be marketable to people who want to advertise with you, right?
Yeah. Because to me, it takes 3 years to have a business.
Mm.
The first years is you present yourself.
Okay.
The second year, you put in work. And then the third year, that's when you go, you're officially in business. That's when you can present yourself to people.
Yeah,
it takes 3 years just for yourself to tell people, like, okay, because the first year they're like, nah, I don't know if you're gonna last, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Second year you're like, oh shit, okay, he's still around. But on the third year, like, you could, I could go anywhere I want now. I could just make a phone call, like, yo, there's 514 smoking, like, you know, and then they're like, okay, we know you, you know, yeah, you're certified.
And you go to, like, you go to a lot of the events that happen, like, used concerts to, and stuff.
I used to, but I'm trying to find a way now to reconstruct the scene and rebroadcast the scene in a certain way. So that's why I'm just watching right now.
Yeah, yeah. You know. Yeah. Now, one thing I also even want to know with the whole rap scene, right? Because you know, actually before that question, because you brought up Bad News Brown, and, like, for the people who don't know Bad News Brown, rest in peace, Bad News Brown.
One of the best.
One of the best rappers and a mean harmonica player. Yeah,
he had something nobody has and nobody still don't have right now, which is the harmonica. That was his weapon.
Yeah, you know?
So that's...
He was like the Stevie Wonder of rap.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the best way to put it. Like, this guy had a talent that nobody had, and then, you know, when he passed away, like, it hurt the scene in a major way.
It was a big deal.
Like, that was the guy. When you look at Montreal, he was opening, you know, like, we have a lot of other artists now, like, they're super dope. And it was, I don't know if you heard about, like, it was a new money wave.
No, tell me about it. At some point,
because it was news, it was a lot of other artists like Magnum, Iblast, Nova, I think Boy Blue, Millie Mills. They just got fed up with not, you know, like, these guys are talented, so they're just like, yo, we're the new breed.
Right.
So they just started a new wave.
And, like, they basically, like, started collaborating on tracks and stuff? Or was
but
it
they
just
always,
like,
even now they collaborate. You know, seeing as there's a lot of secrets.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm trying to reconnect with everybody right now, because, you know, I had to go on, something happened and I went on vacation. So, you know,
I know about those. First Montreal rappers that you started noticing, like, from back in the days, like, when you were like, yo, you're from Montreal, dog? Oh shit, this guy's sick.
The first was Shade of Culture.
Wow.
D-Shade.
Yeah.
Probably, well, even going, no, let's go back to the underground shit. My first artist from Montreal was, rest in peace, MC Max.
Okay.
MC Max and DJ Run, they had that, you know, back in the days, back in the 80s, you had to have an MC and a DJ.
Yeah.
So it was Kool G Rap and DJ Polo, Fresh Prince and DJ, you know.
Yeah.
Jazzy Jeff. So it was, they were the guy, you know, like MC Max and DJ Run was. Yo, so that was when I, because before that I was just listening, I wasn't even listening to rap, I was listening to Michael Jackson and soul music.
Yeah.
When they came, and then he used to bring back mixtape from the States, Big Daddy Kane and all that. So that was my first introduction to hip hop.
Okay.
Those two guys.
Now, like, even what you're saying, remember Kool Rock and what was his DJ?
Kool Rock and
his DJ, he used to be able to do the
listen. That's it?
No, that's MCJ and Kool G.
Yeah, well, you see? I know my shit. I got a library up in there, boy.
I know we're both like fucking encyclopedias of hip hop sitting right here right now.
Right now is the knowledge of hip hop, you know?
Yo, you know what? I just thought to sidetrack for a second. I'd be getting phone calls, or before Google, I used to get phone calls where people would be like, yo, Friday, what's the name of that song there? It starts like, and I'm just like, oh.
Yeah,
that's fucking Kool G Rap. And then, like, okay, thanks, bye. You know what I'm saying? That's that type of shit right there. So, like, okay, does Montreal have a bigger scene than back in the days now?
Yeah.
You think so?
It's just not known like before, but it's they have a artist wise, producer wise, DJ wise, even promoter wise, we have a lot, but it's just we get blackballed by you know, by the cops.
Really?
You know, yeah.
So is it hard to do concerts?
You can ask any artist how many shows got canceled because when the cops saw the flyer, they showed up at the club like, it's not gonna happen.
Holy shit.
So this is Montreal for you.
I didn't know. You know what? That's an issue that a lot of rappers over there in Toronto have been having.
There's a lot of promoters that wants to.
Yeah.
They can't.
So what? The cops are calling them ahead of time saying shut it down?
No, they call the clubs.
Wow.
And they go like, okay, we see the flyer. Such and such is going to perform. Nah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. So, okay, give me a few of those names of, like, rappers that are trying to stop from fucking doing these shows, son, because that's
like really right now, there's a French rapper, Enima, who has crazy million streams and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Every time he's trying to do something.
Yeah.
He's getting blackballed.
Yeah, you know, you're right, because when you go in Google, you put Montreal rappers, he's one of the person that pops at the top.
He's going worldwide.
Yeah.
They can't stop talent. They can do it over here, but they can't do it. Once he gets out the out of Montreal, like, he's good.
Mm.
I think that's what he's trying to do now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, block me here. You block me a couple checks, but I'll get them checks somewhere else.
Wow. And it's crazy because my next question was going to be, what are some of the obstacles? Like,
obstacles is just cops and just... We need somebody in power that knows about the urban, you know, like... But in higher places.
Yeah.
So this guy can say like, no, you know, it's something right now that we don't have. We don't have people in high places that could just say no. He's gonna perform, and I just gonna shut the fuck up and just let him be.
Okay, so are you talking about for these guys to do their own independent shows, just only them, or like the opening acts
even
as well?
Even if they try to do independent shows, the cops, like, it's crazy. The racism is crazy here.
Wow. Well, I already knew that. I knew that because I'm born here, right? So I moved.
You know about when you go to certain places, they already look at you different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And in the 90s, before when I moved, it was worse than it is now.
Right, it was worse. I used to get beat up by cops, so.
Yeah.
It's a different time now.
Give me a fucking beat up by cop story, man.
Come on, you remember Anthony Griffin, you'd remember Mercedes Francois.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Those are... I was born in these times, so...
Yeah.
I was born around when the cops used to arrest you and drop you off when the skinhead... Where is that?
Yeah.
So that was my time.
Yeah.
You know?
Fuck, I forgot. Like, I'm
so... You forgot how racist it was.
Yeah, but it's like I forgot that shit used to go down in the 80s and the fucking...
Like, when I go... When I look to the States and the cops and everything, I'm like, shit. It brings flashbacks, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is something that's been going on for a really long time.
The people from now, they go with... Their reference is Villanueva.
Mm.
My reference is 89,
92. Yeah.
Remember, there was another guy that got... I think he got killed.
Put it the other way.
They throw him in the lake and shit.
Okay.
I was in Toronto. That was the first one. A Jamaican dude. He got... I was... When Toronto was
really
as racist as Montreal. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck, man. And okay, wow.
Yeah.
that's a good sidetrack right there because, jeez, man.
So when you look at the scene right now, it's still the same, but it's not the same. It's still a little bit like racism and all that, but it's not as racist as before because now you can tape it.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You can be like, why are you pulling me over?
Yeah.
You know, imagine 89, what were you going to do?
You can snap them.
Fucking tape deck? Like, yo.
Yeah. You can take them and put them on your Instagram all the time.
Now, it's going down.
Yeah, yeah, you're right, you're right.
The communication is better now.
And even with the scene, what do you think is stopping Montreal from getting the recognition that it deserves?
The broadcast. That's it. The broadcast. The talent is there. The music is there. Like, I receive maybe like 10 to 20 tracks a week.
Really?
And it's crazy. I'm like, fuck. And the difference between Toronto, when you look at Toronto, Vancouver, and Montreal, they have a company established there. They have a Sony.
Yeah. The head office.
Yeah, there's an office. Like, where's the office from Montreal?
Yeah, you're right.
And there's no office here where an artist could just pull up and just, okay, listen to my, you know. There's not a team here from a music company that's looking for talent.
Yeah.
So right now we're making our talent ourselves. Like we're making our own businesses. We you know, we okay, that's the way we do it. Okay, we're just going, you know. Yeah. Same way with me with my media shit. I had to learn how to use social media. I had to learn how to, you know, the cameras and this mm-hmm, and that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know? Well, I'm just here to support the artist. So sometimes when I see like I'll give you an example. When I first heard about Magnum, it was a guy that was from he passed away too. He gave me his mixtape. He's like, okay, yo, this guy is crazy. It was Revolver Music Volume 1.
Okay.
And then I was like, yo, this guy's nice. And I saw her interview. I didn't like the way I was like, yo, this artist is like, they should have made an interview like he was going platinum.
Yeah.
So I called his manager, who was Dutch. I was like, yo, can I do an interview with, you know? And that was my first introduction. Like, that's why I'm always going to show love to certain people.
Yeah.
Because they gave me that shot. They gave me it was, my first interview was Magnum. After it was DPC.
Okay.
Shout out Akava and all the team. And it was I-Blast, which is Bleaky now.
Yeah. I-Blast is tough.
And then News was always there because we used to go back and forth. Mm-hmm. You know, like, yo, because he knew the business. Because he went on tour with people, so he used to tell me, like, yo, you should change this. You know?
Yeah.
Tweak the camera a little bit like this. And
yeah. So. Do you deal with the Montreality guys?
No.
Yeah, we've been watching, like, their footage on YouTube and on Instagram and stuff like that. And, like, they've been making themselves a pretty big buzz over there, over here.
Yeah, but what is he doing for the scene, though?
I have no idea who they are. I have never been able to speak to somebody from there.
Yeah, so. I like to work with people that does things for Montreal.
Yeah.
Like, I love what... Like, I came after... If you want a rundown of how the media in Montreal started... Mm-hmm. They had a DVD, was Montréalité.
Okay.
And another group of guys made 514-411, the DVDs.
Okay.
And then you got to go back to check CDX TV. And then you have to go check Street DVD. And then you have to go check Desert TV.
Mm.
So the way I came in the scene was like the radio market is there. We have a lot of radio shows.
Yeah.
The DVD game was... crazy in the city was crazy.
Yeah,
which everything that I mentioned now. Yeah, I said I'm just gonna the only thing that wasn't popping was the internet.
Yeah,
so I went on the internet shit.
Okay. So, okay. You know, well, and
so after now that I'm back, mm-hmm. you know, after whatever I had to go.
Yeah.
I see, like, the main source is the next. Like they went one step further.
Yeah.
Like after the DVD, I had to go one step further. So I went internet. He went one step further. Right. He's on the internet, but he does the battle shows, which is crazy. You know, you should check it out. Like,
okay. And even with the rappers, who should I be checking for right now?
I have a lot, but you should always check. My sure shot is you should always check Magnum,
mm-hmm.
Bleaky, February Cold, which is. Mini Mills new alias.
Okay.
Black Coke. Boy Blue. Pride Barrow. Fresh Dough. And another guy that I'm about to get into is Fatso.
Okay.
He's good.
Yeah.
That's only on the English side. Now if you want on the French side, I'll give you a whole another list.
Give me it, man. Give me the list, yo. I'm into it.
Nah, it's an English show, man. We gonna keep it popping on in English.
No, because the thing is, it's hip hop, and if
I forgot. K Benz.
Okay. K Benz. I've heard of that.
He just went on tour with Sean Kingston.
Okay.
He's good.
Yeah.
And then
you
have BB Montana, which is connected to the Chicago scene. He's connected with them too.
Okay.
We have people like I'm still waiting on the. 45 Star, LK the Goon,
wow.
MP,
I like that
Mighty P,
LK the Goon.
Yeah, he's super good. He's nice.
Yeah,
you know, that's why I'm staying focused on the English side, because there's so many people.
Like, yeah,
45 Star, they've been there since before.
Yeah,
with some other guys from MFG.
Okay.
Like they were. These guys used to make videos every week. Buy a new car, we make a new video. Buy a new chain, I got a new bitch. That's what I used to like about the scene, because these guys was all over the place.
Just relentless.
Yeah, even now, if you check it out, I think they have like 4 or 5. And then you have MCD Solo.
Okay.
He's been touring.
Nice.
He was the first one, actually one of the first artists to go on a school tour. Him and Nunes used to go all the time.
Okay, like a school tour, like around Quebec?
Like now I'm waiting on Novocaine too.
Novocaine, yeah.
Nova's crazy.
Yeah. He's lyrical as a motherfucker too. Yeah.
I might be missing some people. Don't be mad. You know, don't get mad. It's just
shit, dog. You named like about 20 people.
Just, I'm just, I want to make sure like when they watch this show, they know who to check out.
That's the thing. Like, this is what we here for. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to make sure that like everybody gets that spotlight, because shit, like you said, there's all these fucking gatekeepers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's not only that. It's people that's only. Like, I could come to this show and just be like, me.
Yeah.
But that's not going to do nothing for the city.
It's not going to do nothing for the culture.
Gotta talk about other people. Yeah. Then I got, you know.
Yeah. Dog, trust me, I'm a fucking rapper. I ain't fucking talking about my rap shit and how fucking long, dog. So trust me, it's all about the culture, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Another artist I just discovered yesterday. I just put it on my MT Lord.
MTL Lord.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be on the show. If you watch him,
yeah, he's good.
You still got a chance. I'll be here for another day or so. But after that,
yeah, but he's good.
Yeah, he is nice. I checked out his videos.
He's young, so
what? He's like 17 or something like that.
I don't know, but he's he could go somewhere. He could go places.
Yo, we on live now, so he might be watching. So, or he might be watching later on. So you hear that 514 Smoke? You know what I mean? This man is knowledgeable. He's been in the industry for a minute. So if he says you're going somewhere,
yeah, no talent somewhere. When I like, if it's whack, I'm not even gonna post it.
Yeah.
But if it's good, like all the artists that I just named, I know if I see that shit in my inbox, it's gonna be some hot shit.
Actually, you know where? That's where I found out about him, is from your page.
And I make sure I can just be about me.
Yeah.
But I like to put other people, because I have enough followers. And people, invisible followers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when you have followers, you have the invisible one that just don't want to follow you. They're just there, like,
They still show love, but they ain't gonna follow you.
Exactly, they ain't gonna like shit. Mm-hmm. They ain't gonna follow shit, but they there, you know.
In Toronto, we call them they're preying the movements. You know what I'm saying? So they're my pre.
I just make sure like people get, you know, like Montreal, we got shit, you know.
And with the French rap, you named a bunch of English rappers, right? Give me the French rap. How's that community growing?
Oh, French rap. Who can I? I'll just give my top five.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, top five French rappers. Boom, it's coming
who's
out right
who's
now.
Who's popping? Who's popping in Montreal? There's a guy named. Because my little cousin, he's always, and my brother, they're always telling me who's hot.
Okay.
You got YB.
Mm-hmm.
You got Loss. You have Nordic.
Okay.
That's three. Talk about the new one. Mm-hmm. We got to get to the old one. We know we got Sans Pression.
Definitely.
We got BBT Records. All the guys, Chubby Pelletier. We got... who else? Man, I'm at a blank right now, but I know like there's a lot of them that are good, but fuck.
So you got
Loss.
So you name Loss. You name Loss. So there, okay. You have three, and then you went and you gave me some old ones.
Yeah.
Right. So give me two more new ones.
Chinese.
I feel like I know some after I did that interview with Ricky D, because he named off a few. Remember that interview?
Oh, Enima.
Enima, he named like, it. Yeah.
Like, he's on his way to France. If I look at his career, like this guy, he's gonna go. He's supposed to be in France now.
Yeah.
Oh, but you gotta check. He's not new, but he's always give some new stuff, good stuff, is a guy named Cyrus.
Cyrus?
Ouais.
Okay.
He's good. He's crazy.
Nice, nice, nice. You know,
if I come up with some new names, I'll give you some. But right now, because I don't really check the French like that.
Mm. And besides, like, Quebec, right? Because I remember, like, Dubmatic, they were, like, the first group
to go platinum. Yeah.
In Canada. Like, the first Canadian group to go platinum in one province alone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they were able to go the amount that it usually takes to sell across Canada mm-hmm. in Quebec, right?
Yeah.
And they're French rap.
Yeah.
So, with the French rap, besides Quebec, is it just France and stuff that's checking for it? Or where else do you see them blowing up?
I see a lot of people. I learned from this guy Roughneck from BBT.
Okay.
He can make money only touring in Canada. This guy used to make a lot of money just going in, around Canada.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know?
Yeah.
That's why he's always here. There's a guy. Let's go back to the guys. There's Fuck and Sadzik. Is always a people favorites.
Mm.
Like whenever they drop some,
yeah,
you know, from Montreal. If you go to Quebec, they have a whole scene there. You know,
but yeah,
if
yeah.
If you stay in Montreal, those are the top two guys that whenever they drop some, it's good.
And are people getting requested in clubs and stuff?
Oh, see, it's coming back now. Mm-hmm. There's a guy DOA.
DOA?
Yeah.
What's that
from Uptown?
For?
From the 160, Demo DOA.
Mm.
He's everything he makes is a classic.
Really, eh?
Yeah. He never, in my eyes, he never made something whack.
Mm.
And back to the English stuff, it's a guy named Flawless too. He just came out the pen.
Okay.
And he's
Flawless, yeah. Eh?
This podcast is gonna be like a list. It is a list podcast.
You gave me homework, man. Because I'm gonna go check for all these people on YouTube and all that after too.
All of those people, they super super tight, super good.
That's dope, man.
If you go to RGP, you're gonna see a guy named Ryder.
Okay.
He drops a lot of stuff too.
You know, the rap beef. You guys have rap beef over here.
Have people that don't get along, but I don't. The only battle songs? That I liked was when Magnum was against Malicious. That was my introduction to the scene. But that was the I like battles.
Okay.
Only because Montreal is too small, so it's like if it's a problem, it's gonna get crazy.
You're gonna bump into each other like tomorrow,
and it's gonna be it's gonna be crazy. So I don't like to put too much emphasis on the beef.
Yeah. But it does happen.
Yeah. Some people like I don't like this guy, I don't like that guy, but.
Because I know in Toronto...
I'm not going to broadcast it because I don't want to be responsible for picking up the news. And then that shit is like, yo. And then it's like, yo.
No, trust me.
I don't want them to say like, yo, remember what you said on 514 Smoke, you know?
Yeah. And you know, our viewership is growing a little bit. So, you know.
Exactly. You know,
you know what I'm saying? It's funny because I see in Toronto, like, when these guys have beef with each other and we have different entities in Toronto. We have Six Wars. I equate Six Wars to like the equivalent of what you're doing over here in Montreal. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, giving exposure to the scene. Mm-hmm. But like sometimes he covers beefs that are happening and things like that. And like when these guys beef, they'll like be in each other's comments on the YouTube comments and shit like, yo, fucking pull up.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
It should get crazy
Montreal
these days.
Cool like that because, you know, people that are... They take shit personal, like, you know, be like, yo, okay, hey, we should fly, we're gonna pull up.
Yeah, rappers are sensitive, dog.
Go down, you know?
Hey.
Yeah.
Artists are sensitive, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when it comes from motherfuckers who are from the hood, too, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you're trying to threaten my bag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how cats is looking at it. It's like, you're threatening the bag.
Sometimes it's just like you with your... A girl could call you like, yo, this guy just fucking dissed you.
Mm.
And the way she says it, like, nah, 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 nah. it goes in your...
Yeah.
Like, all up in your feelings and shit. Like, I'm gonna kill this guy.
And plus, people are on the gram and shit too, right? So it's like, what ends up happening a lot of time is everybody sees the so-called embarrassment. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? So now you gotta defend it. Yo, pull up, pussy, pull up.
Yeah, exactly.
you know what I mean? Like,
and they were like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the future. What do you see for the future, friend, for 514 Smoke?
I'm trying to get into the streaming game to make sure the artists get some money.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to get into that. I'm trying to get into the build a forum.
Okay.
So people could just straight go and, you know, straight post, and then I'll see what's popping. There's topics there. There's a place for artists, producers, and what. So they could just go there and just post shit. And then if because my goal for next year is to go around Canada.
Okay.
So I'm going to Vancouver. I'm going to Calgary. I'm going to Edmonton. I'm going to Winnipeg. I'm going to Toronto for sure. Ottawa. Hamilton. Brampton.
Okay.
There's a guy there that's super hot named Monte Biggs.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So I gotta go check him out. He got a scrap gang in Toronto.
Definitely.
I definitely got to connect with my guy, K-Fresh.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing, like, crazy stuff.
Shout out K-Fresh. Yeah, yeah. He's got big things going on. You got he's been on our show, Nemesis.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's how I know about the Toronto scene is because of him, because he always make videos.
Yeah.
So he understand the point of we're gonna find a way to make these guys known.
Yeah,
they just make a video just to give them that you know, like, because you don't exist until you make yourself exist to the public.
True. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, so, and K Fresh puts out a lot of videos. Exactly.
So he make them artists basically exist.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never heard about what was it? 2902 or what was the name?
Shit.
He made a track with a guy recently. And then that's how I met the artist.
Okay.
So he gave that artist that clout.
Yeah. And plus, you got to pull up on the podcast when you come through too, man. You know what I'm saying? Come
I will. Do you think about what? Now that you're back in Montreal, what do you think as an outsider? What do you think about the scene in Montreal?
I think that it still needs a lot more spotlight. Like, I understand that right now Toronto's fucking on fire, right? So it's going to be really hard for the spotlight to fucking spark when you got fucking big old Toronto right there, like, with all these big artists that are getting, like, millions of views when they drop some shit. But from what you're telling me, if there's artists who are doing that, anything's possible. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Montreal.
Okay.
But I don't live in Montreal anymore.
Yeah, but as a guy from Montreal that went over there, what do you think happens when a guy from Montreal goes to Toronto? Does he get that love, or is just...
You gotta start all over again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You can't take the Montreal clout and bring it over there.
Okay.
Because everybody's so up on Toronto. Mm-hmm. Everybody in Toronto, we're so up on our own dick.
Exactly.
That we ain't got time that's for anybody else. That's why
I'm asking that question, because I want to... Because people from...
And that's not a diss.
I know.
Shit is hot. So it's like, fuck it. What's fuck somebody from somewhere else going to tell me? Like, yo.
That's the thing.
Got like 10 niggas over here who are fucking got like 30 million views on their... The nigga Killy has 11 million views on his shit.
Who?
Killy.
Who's Killy?
He's a rapper from Toronto. There's a rumor saying that he's an industry plant. Okay?
What's an industry plant?
From the U.S.?
No, he's from here. But an industry plant is basically you're signed, but you're pretending to be independent.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So you're like, how the fuck did this guy have so many fucking views? But this is still up for debate.
Who's the top five now in artists, up-and-coming artists?
Okay, so
if you gotta put it that way, I gave you numerous. Yeah, forget about Drake.
Drake and Tory out of the list.
Yeah. Put the one that you're like, yo, these guys should go somewhere.
Okay, so
I can make people from Montreal connect with them, and then because that's what's missing right now. Before the artists from the 514 go to the 416, they should work with the 416.
Definitely. Definitely, they should do some songs.
Yeah.
And
because you can go there, you cannot go. Like I'm, because I'm old school.
Yeah.
And I'm from a certain neighborhood, so I won't go to another neighborhood without getting the invite.
Definitely.
So I think it's the same way.
Yeah.
With the artists from you cannot go to Toronto without getting the invite.
Yeah.
Because you're gonna go there as a tourist, they're just gonna be like, okay, yes, you can get the fuck out.
No, like I said, you just gotta start over. It's basically you're like going into the radio stations, you're going and doing everything, but you're doing it all over again.
You should connect with the street first.
Yeah.
I would connect
in the streets too.
I would connect with the radio. I would connect with the hoods first.
Yeah.
Because once I go to Toronto, I don't think, like, because I know you, I'm gonna come see you for your podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
But other than that, I'm trying to go to the hoods first. I'm trying to fuck with the people first, because that's why I feel comfortable, and then that's when I know like who's who, and you know.
Yeah. Well, you're also talking to a man who's lived in that city for like 20 years, right? So, back in the days when I used to go out there and I used to hit up radio stations and all that, ain't nobody was fucking with me. Montreal nigga, like, fuck, we gonna be fucking with you? We got Cardinal, we got all these guys who are popping, right? And that's at that time, right? After like all the things that I was telling you, even before we started taping with the street team and did all those different things that I was doing, right? And shit, I've been in the streets. People know my history. You know what I'm saying? I've done time.
Yeah, exactly.
I've done time in the pen. All that crazy shit, right? So definitely what you're saying about the streets is true. You know what I'm saying? So for me now to represent as a Toronto podcast, right? It took time. But that's what I mean about, for anybody who's new to go over there, it's like starting over. Because three when I moved maybe, there in the 90s, I started over.
3 years? How long did it take you to get known and certified?
If I say I moved there in 97.
Okay.
By 2000.
See? 97, 2000. That's already 3 years.
You're right.
That's already 3 years.
Yeah. Bang.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. By 2000, I was running a street team.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, me personally, when I go to T-Dot, nobody knows, because I just go there, I see my family, boom, and I come back.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watch a little, okay. I take a couple of CDs, I go to a couple shops. And then I take a couple of CDs and I come back.
Yeah.
And I listen to the song and I'm like, okay, this is good. But now, next year, I'm really going to be on my shit. Like, I'm really going to go there.
Okay.
I'm really going to be like, fuck this shit.
Nice.
I'm going to go.
Nice. And hey, that's, I advise that with anybody, you know what I'm saying? If you really want to fucking get your shit popping, do what you need to do in your city, get your recognition, and then make some moves. You know what I'm saying? Let people know everywhere you go.
My advice is, don't act with platinum before being known. Don't be a diva.
Oh God.
Exactly.
Oh man. Exactly. You know exactly what it is. You know. You've dealt with some divas.
Of course, deal with them. But
we won't get into that. Unless you want to.
Well, not saying no names, because you know, but a lot of rappers, they have that problem. They already, like, your circle is always going to tell you you're good.
Yeah.
But I think some of them they scared to go outside the box because they know that's when they gonna get that real comment.
Yeah.
So they stay in their lane and they stay in that diva. The diva is mostly the artists that don't want to go.
Yeah.
You know, they like what they hear. They bump their own shit, and then you know they go to the club and they're like, "Yo, do you know me?"
No.
I'm like, bro, it's like, it's 1:45.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get drunk right now.
Yeah. So. And you know what the thing is? It's hard to know a motherfucker if they don't want to come and talk to media and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, if you don't talk to the media, how are you going to get known? Like?
If I go through...
Or if you only go through one media or two media, like, this is another problem.
Okay.
With a lot of guys. They get too personal with one guy, and they say like, "Yo, I'm gonna stick with you."
Yeah.
Business wise, that's the worst move you're ever gonna make. Like, you're supposed to go everywhere. Supposed to go on every radio show, every media, so your buzz is, that's how you build the buzz.
When I Google you, where's my camera? When I Google you, I should be able to find at least 3 fucking interviews. Okay,
exactly.
Exactly. If not, then like, you ain't doing enough.
You on social media all the fucking time, acting like you made it.
I don't want to just see only your Instagram and your maybe Twitter and your Facebook on the list. I want to see you were talking to this person, this fucking song, that song, and your social media.
And you know, a lot of artists are scared to go back and forth with the hate.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, I like this shit. Like, when I see a like comment that are too stupid, I just go in. But you're supposed to be able to.
Hey, that's a whole nother story. You know what I'm saying? I can go on forever about...
With the hate?
No, like, even, like, refraining okay. myself from responding to comments.
You as a media, I know you feel the same way as me. sometimes you just gonna holler at somebody out of, yo, I think you're hot.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they give you that stupid ass energy, like, yeah, like, you know, you're like, yo, well, go fuck yourself then,
dude.
Like, you're like, yo, I think you're nice, and you know, I'm doing a show, so you should come, and I'm just gonna, you know, we're gonna politics, and,
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
You're like, man, let me check my schedule. Boy, you ain't got no schedule. We all know that.
Nigga, we all trying to make it.
Like, what schedule do you have? You don't have a schedule.
Yeah. Or they ask for paper. That's a whole other fucking story.
A paper for a video. For an interview.
Another story. Another story. Another story. Another story. Anyhow. Let's get to where people can get at you in social medias and stuff like
social
that.
Social media, Instagram. On Instagram, it's 514 Smoke. On Facebook, it's Chris Major.
Okay.
You have the website, 514smoke.net, and then you have the forum. You gotta subscribe to that. If you really want to get known, like, we just said it, like, you want to get known, you got to be everywhere. You go to 514smoke.net/community, and then if you're an artist, you subscribe. There's an artist section. Mm. If you're a producer, if you're a bartender, if you're a barber, if you're anything, like, there's a spot for everybody, just nice. To get known. If you don't want to get known, like, hey, we still gonna get to the money, baby.
It's like they say in Toronto, softing.
Yeah, you're gonna have to give me the lingo.
I'll give you
when I get over there, like, you know,
I'll give you a Toronto slang dictionary.
Yeah,
we love hip hop.
Like, when they talk to me, I'm like, yo, what this Friday just said to me? all right, yes, yes.
So, and that's my camera that's working right here. Okay, so everybody knows, or I hope everybody knows by now to get at me at my website. That's Friday, aka Ricky Dredd. That's Dredd. All my social media platforms, that's Friday Ricky Dredd, Dredd. Get at our Instagram as well as our Twitter. That's We Love Hip Hop Toronto. We've passed 1,100 subscribers, followers. Once we get to 2,500, okay, for the people here on live, once we get to 2,500 followers on We Love Hip Hop Toronto, we're going to be giving away another Canagar. So look out for that, all right?
Yeah, but you still ain't giving me your top five, though.
Oh, my top five?
Yeah, baby.
Okay. We Love Hip Hop exclusive, top five, Friday Ricky Dredd. Okay.
If you have more, put more, but I need the top five first.
So I'm not going to go in any particular order.
Yeah.
Okay. Pressa.
Yeah.
Okay. FB.
Don't know. I'm going to check it out.
Okay.
Why FB?
Those guys, and I don't want to just say FB. I want to say FB and Robin Banks and all those. I don't want to just clump them into one rapper.
Mm-hmm.
But their whole Up Top movement,
mm-hmm.
those guys are on fucking fire.
Okay.
Like stupid fire. Okay. Right? The Pengs and Tutu, I don't know. I think Pengs might be from here. And now he's living in Toronto. I'm not sure. I can't say for sure. But they have a song, Griselda Blanco. That Griselda Blanco shit is crazy right now. Drake was playing it in the fucking, in one of his Insta stories and shit like that. And that song is just a wave right now in Toronto. So okay. The cats who make that Griselda Blanco song, they're in my top five.
Okay.
Two more.
Yeah.
Rony. Okay. He's away right now. He gonna come home. He's going to set the fucking world on fire when he comes home. He has so many cats in Toronto who are like, Rony. You mention his name, people are like, yeah, Rony. You mention to an older cat, oh, my little sister listens to him. My little brother listens to him. You know what I'm saying?
What's his last joint?
Don't Come Close is one of his songs. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But he's like a lyrical guy. That's the thing that's kind of weird to me. I'm like, because everybody's on that wavy shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they're waiting for this guy who just, like, rough fucking lyrics. Thuggy as a motherfucker. You
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And the next person that we're going to have on this show, Bizloke. Okay? I'm adding him now. I've seen his come up in the last 6 to 8 months.
Okay.
He's been around.
He has a movement.
Yeah, he's been around. But the fire that's coming up right now, this nigga right now,
Woo!
Every time he gets on Instagram, like, the whole fucking city's like, yeah! And he fucking could rap his ass off.
Yeah, he's crazy. I really listen to this guy.
Mm.
Like, he's, that's one of the, him and the Scrap Gang.
Scrap Gang, they're very
are the one that I'm really focusing on. Like they're, you know, shout out to, like I said, Nemesis K Fresh. He really told me like, yo, these guys, they.
But that's my top five right there. You know what I'm saying?
That's your top five?
That's my top five right there, right now.
Okay.
But if I was gonna put anybody in that top five in the top, I'll say Pressa.
Oh yeah,
he's the most popular of the young movement of rappers right now. Yeah, he next. Mark my words, he next.
Well, people from Toronto, they have to come. They have to, because I really wanna. I'm really on that building bridge shit.
Mm-hmm.
They have to come to Montreal at some point.
Oh, they will. They will. Yeah. They will. You know what I'm saying? And it's definitely.
So if they want to get into some business, they could get at me 514smoke at live.ca. That's the email.
Okay.
Or get at me DM on the Instagram, and then we'll get into some business.
Yeah.
You know, I like business.
That's how we get it popping.
Yeah.
So yo, thanks for coming through.
Yeah, for sure, for sure, my pleasure.
You know what I'm saying? As far as the YouTube for people, when we post this, you know, get at us, youtube.com/welovehiphop. Hit the subscribe button in the corner over there. Comment, like, you know what I mean? Share it to a friend.
Don't tell like friend. Us, like us.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend. It's the We Love Hip Hop podcast, the world's most smoked out podcast.
All right.
Yeah.